This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Coming up next segment, Robert Spencer of Jihad Watch. They've taken his punishment to the next level, getting rid of his credit card payment system for daring to criticize the open jihad attacks happening everywhere. Got a big stack of that news coming up next segment. And they've taken one of our payment processors as well, and they are trying to destroy us because we're not rolling over to their big plan. But let's finish up with Tucker Carlson and this professor he has on about the nihilism, the anti-Americanism, the globalism. And now that the so-called left, the authoritarian left, Salafist, radical Islam, you name it, is in charge, now no one has speech. And it was all cold-blooded from the start. Just like they took over the institutions, everything. This is the true, clear, and present danger. And now President Trump's getting ready to take action. I'm going to give you details of that. I know the enemy's listening at the bottom of the hour after our guest leaves us. But first, finishing up with Tucker Carlson.
The far, we are under the nefarious control of a left, far left movement that is in cultural, exercising cultural power and is in control of our cultural institutions. And what we have are these institutions like Google, like Twitter, like YouTube, yielding to that cultural power out of fear of retribution or repercussions that they fear will have financial consequences. But make no mistake about it, we are in the throes of a far left that has exercised and is exercising great cultural power over our society. They have won the cultural wars.
What I don't understand is why people who dissent, who have different views, tend to be so passive in the face of attempts to shut them up. I understand why people don't like Alex Jones. I'm not defending Alex Jones' views, obviously. But if they can silence a radio show host...
And again, Tucker's got to do that to even say this on air. Believe me, I can tell you. I know for a fact. But I don't mind that. The issue is, and I've told him that, the issue is that he means the straw man. He knows he can't unravel all the fake straw men they about me and what they said and did and the lies about what I ever did and the twisting. So he just says, you know, we can't defend it, not going to. But everybody has a right. Let's continue.
I'm not defending Alex Jones' views, obviously. But if they can silence a radio show host or if they can silence James Damore, the engineer at Google, why can't they silence you? Or why can't they silence me? Of course they can. Why don't we fight back against this?
We can't fight back because we have not we don't have the moral courage to fight the opposition. We are apologists for our values and we're apologists for our principles.
Yes.
We have ceded the moral high ground to the adversary, and in some sense we have given them the moral authority. Out of some sense of cowardice, I think there's a great deal of moral cowardice.
Yeah, hit pause again. And he gets into the nihilism and the Jacobins, everything here, because he's a history professor, he knows. Stelter gets up there with Jack Dorsey, along with a bunch of other people, and says, Jones is calling for violence against us. They never show the clip. Journalistically, that's a fraud. It's not true. And it's just like authority. Like, I say take him off, Dorsey. And the next segment, he's literally, Trump wants to ban the press because he's criticizing them, saying they're liars. Saying you're a liar, Stelter, is not threatening you. You're just such frauds, man. Here, let's finish up with the professor.
We have given them the moral authority out of some sense of cowardice. I think there's a great deal of moral cowardice that conservatives have, that people who are even mildly conservative have, and we have ceded the moral high ground to people who have co-opted values and principles in the name of some sort of morality that is nothing short of nihilism, cultural relativism, an attack on reason, and an attack on rational
life. When we post this InfoWars, we'll put the whole interview up. But yeah, George Orwell was a big socialist. He got to the higher levels. He said, no, they're like basically Satanists. They hate everyone, and it's all about power, priest of power. I'm so excited. The new product, InfoWarsLife.com, in a glass bottle, 2 month servings, filled to the brim, filled to the absolute top, the real red pill. This is a heart and brain pill, a nootropic that doesn't have any stimulants in it. But boy, does it stimulate, because it's beyond that. Quite frankly, I just went off what I saw medical doctors prescribing to their patients, but it wasn't prescription, but they were charging people $100, $200 for the formulae. And I came up with our own formula working with some scientists and developers. Non-GMO, made right here in America, 120 capsules. And ladies and gentlemen, you add the preglinone to it, which is the precursor to all the hormones that your body has to have to even make the hormones in your glands. It is amazing. Red pill, now available at InfoWarsStore.com, and your purchase funds the operation.
You are listening to an InfoWars.com frontline report. If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance. From deep in the heart of FEMA Region 6, Austin, Texas, transmitting worldwide, it's Alex Jones.
Christians, as conservatives, as libertarians, as people that follow Western civilization, or people that follow the more conservative Jewish systems like the Old Testament, the Talmud, we're self-confident and we're involved and we're successful in life and our families are successful, so we don't want to complain when we get oppressed or we get discriminated against. You know, we don't go out. We don't get on welfare. We don't go out and sit there and get in grips and bitch and gripe until it gets really bad. And, ladies and gentlemen, I've talked to folks at the highest levels. I have confirmed the president's looking at executive orders right now because the left and Senator Warner's package that came out a few weeks ago that was secret is planning to try to censor conservatives, including the NRA, by banning us from banking. Now, let me explain something, folks. Banning someone from commerce, everyone overuses Nazi stuff. This is Nazi, that's Nazi. The left does that. They call a ham sandwich Nazi. You know, they call George Washington a Nazi. But when you look at the left, and you or the Soviets, and how they would take people out of commerce and put them in first ghettos and then gulags, this is a formulae from communist China to Nazi Germany of authoritarians. They took one of our payment processors last week. Now, we had some backups. They've taken our MailChimp, where we send out our mail. They've taken Discuss, our commenting section. They've tried to get our video services we pay for to stream ourselves kicked off. And so when I see an article here, MasterCard forces Patreon to blacklist Jihad Watch Robert Spencer, who's been a guest before, they let terrorist groups have credit cards. They let Hamas and Hezbollah have credit cards. I looked it up. But not a man with no criminal record, who, by the way, is very genteel about their Jihad Watch, been around for decades, at least 15 years I've known of. And they're just reporting, okay, another stabbing attack, another bombing, another's like two or three today, attacks in Spain, attacks in France. I can't even keep track of it anymore. And I've had Wahhabist connected groups suing me. I mean, they're just all in my business. And then the media is like, good, take his credit card processing away. You know, don't let him raise money. So, folks, this is true criminal activity, in my view. And it's the height of danger. And so I want to go to him and talk about this because this is incredibly un-American. But beyond saying American, I mean, how would you describe this? This is the blood of tyranny. This is the guts of it. I mean, when they start saying, I'm not saying this because you're Jewish. It's historical parallel. The first thing they told Jews was you couldn't engage in commerce in, what, 34, 35? I mean, this is scary stuff, and it's now happening to me. And I've been told by the left, just stop talking about radical Islam and we'll leave you alone. So what's going on?
It's the it's a concerted effort. Obviously, as you know, Alex, it's a concerted effort to shut down all dissenting voices so that the same mistake that the left made in 2016, and that is in allowing too much free discussion on the Internet that led to the election of President Trump, they're going to make sure it doesn't happen in 2018. Only their voices will be heard, and only their candidates presumably will be elected.
The historical parallels. I mean, what would you parallel? Tell folks what's happened to you and the specifics. What would you call this? I mean, this is just outrageous.
You're 100% spot on. This is exactly like what the Nazis did to the Jews. People don't know. You know, people think, oh, it was just the Nazis came in gas chambers. No, the gas chambers were not for 7 or 8 years after the Nazis were in power. First, they banned Jews from various possessions. You couldn't be a doctor. You couldn't be a lawyer. You couldn't be a university professor. And then banning Jews from various services. And this is exactly what we see happening now. They're deplatforming people so that, obviously, I was raising money on Patreon, and MasterCard said, you got to get rid of this guy. They don't even think they have to give a reason. And they let it go. So if you carry this out to its logical conclusion, they ban you, they ban me, they ban Gavin McGinnis and other people. Ultimately, we're not going to be able to do any business. We're not going to be able to present our perspectives. And this is exactly what happened. The Jews, ultimately, by the time the gas chambers began, they were impoverished. They could not hold any jobs. They were not allowed to hold any jobs. They couldn't even go and buy food if they had money. There was like 1 hour a week open for the stores to allow Jews to come in to buy things. And
so first they dehumanize you. They silence you. Then once they'd silence the Jews and others, then they demonize, and I'm not trying to compare myself to the Jews, but let me tell you, they lie about me, then they deplatform me, and now that I've been deplatformed, the lies are even worse. They say, I'm a Holocaust denier, I hate black people, all over the news, and then they don't ever show a clip, and my family's getting scared, man. They're going, whoa, because now that I can't respond, they have just gotten more emboldened, and you're right. It wasn't until 42, 43, Hitler said, I want a final solution. We've been using Jews for slave labor. We've taken all their property. I want them all killed as quickly as possible when he thought he might lose the war. He said he should kill them all, you know, later. He wrote, but we got to do it now. And so it's just totally insane that he was so obsessed with killing all the Jews, he might have lost World War II because he spent so much of his energy you know, doing it. So it's a sad sacrifice the Jews had to make, but at least Hitler got beaten. But I'm glad you're a historian on this. But that's what's so crazy about this is they're literally following a Hitlerian program. And I saw articles all this week. We need a solution to the Alex Jones problem. And I'm like thinking, God, I read Rise and Fall of the Third Reich. This don't sound too good.
Yeah, absolutely. And the thing is that the denial in the first place, the lies that you talk about, that they spread all these lies about you, this is what they've been doing to me also for years, that I come out and I say that there's a threat from jihad terror and documented in books and on the website. And they say, oh, he's a racist, he's a bigot, he's an Islamophobe. And now comes the other foot dropping, that racists, bigoted Islamophobes, according to the Southern Poverty Law Center and these other real hate groups, have no right to have a voice. And so,
well, that was their main reason for banning me, as you know, was Islamophobia, because I literally talked about jihadists running people over with cars every day.
Yeah, well, jihadists are running people over with cars. They're screaming Allahu Akbar. ISIS said run over people with cars in Western countries, and they're doing it. But if we talk about it, then it's our fault. And the Organization of Islamic Cooperation, which is 57 Muslim governments around the world, they've been pursuing this as an agenda for years. They have what's called an Islamophobia observatory. And if an imam says, kill the Jews, then that's okay. The OIC doesn't say anything. But if Spencer or Alex Jones says, look, this imam said kill the Jews, then it's Islamophobia, goes in their Islamophobia report, and this is something that's taken seriously.
Well, there's also, because here's the deal, I was never against Israel, whatever, I was never like into them, just another country and Israel's our friend, whatever. The obsession of the left calling me all these anti-Semitic names, and I'd be proud if I was Jewish, I'm not, and the way they get away with it on Twitter and Facebook, and then I'm doing nothing and being banned, and they're saying, you know, all these horrible things about my family, and it's like, where did the left become, like, they call us Nazis when we're not Nazis, and then they're aligned with people that actually aided the Nazis. It's crazy.
Yeah, and they're the most anti-Israel ones out there. And so if you want to talk about anti-Semitism, it's all on the left. And what's more, you remember the brown shirts in the early days of Nazi Germany, and even before the Nazis came to power, they would go to professors who were anti-Nazi, and they would shout them down. They would circulate articles discrediting them, accusing them of various crimes.
Same thing.
And all physically menacing them. Exactly what's happening to us.
Gosh, wow. Jihadwatch.org. Just good reports, facts on what's happening. We're going to come back and talk about jihadwatch.org. Robert Spencer, who's been banned from raising money by MasterCard. That is just so dangerous, folks. It's happened. They've got one of our payment processors. But notice, no reporting on that little victory they had, because they know that is racketeering. That is trust action. And let me tell you, the president is getting ready to take action after our guest leaves you. I'll tell you what little birds told me. But we're going to talk to Robert Spencer about what do we do? How do we counteract against this? I mean, look, you may hate Israel, okay? Whatever. Do you hate people's right to have commerce? And believe me, everybody that's for destroying Israel and, you know, doing this, you're next, okay? I don't understand this obsession with going after Jews, but all you idiots that are into it, you are fools.
If you like alkaline water, or know someone that does, you're going to love the Dylan Living Water Bottle. It creates alkaline water on the go, while reducing plastic waste and saving you money. Made with surgical-grade stainless steel, the Dylan Bottle increases the pH up to 9 to deliver both alkaline and antioxidant water anywhere you want it. Alkaline water is healthier, tastes better, and can even boost energy. The Dylan Bottle makes it easy and affordable to be healthy and achieve optimal hydration. Get your Dylan Bottle today at dyln.co. That's dyln.co.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body.
Get relief for your neck or back pain when you search Amazon for Sunshine Pillows, heating wraps, and pads, often listed as an Amazon choice.
Why take another pill?
Now, from Sunny Bay and by customer demand, we introduce our extra long neck heating wrap, a complete wrap, wide and hands-free, and brings fast relief to those who suffer from neck or back pain.
You can easily find Sunshine Pillows on Amazon.
Or search Amazon for our new Sunny Bay disposable heat pads. Or look for Sunny Bay heated neck wraps for relief from back pain to menstrual pain and cramps.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck or back or shoulder.
See why our company, Biomed DB Design, has a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. Just go to Amazon.com and search Sunny Bay or call us 253-678-1361.
Non-attorney paid spokesperson. Could your house go into foreclosure? Are you behind on your mortgage payments? Does it seem like the bank has no interest in helping you save your home, and you feel like you have nowhere to turn for help? Then we have good news for you. Foreclosure Protection Services can help save your home, as they specialize in foreclosure assistance. That's all they do. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, being threatened with foreclosure, have been denied a loan modification, or been the victim of a predatory loan, it's critical that you call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. Their network of attorneys and their agents are available to speak to you now. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, Foreclosure Protection Services can help stop the foreclosure process. Call today before it's too late. New laws are in effect and may save your home. Call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. 800-667-9035. That's 800-667-9035.
This is Elizabeth McCabe, a.k.a. Lucky One of Truth Frequency News. I wanted to tell you all about Extendivite from HeartDrop.com. Y'all know I check everything before I air it. When I heard about Extendivite on TFR, I went to HeartDrop.com and started my research. It's got cayenne. That's good for blood and circulation. It stimulates the blood flow. It's got garlic, which fights bacteria like antibiotics, and it lowers the cholesterol and blood pressure. It also has milk thistle, which is the best detox for liver. I couldn't wait to try it out, and I'm glad I did 4 months ago. And here's obvious results. My hands and feet don't get cold anymore. The varicose veins have faded too. My wrists don't hurt after typing all day. Now, I tell you all this because it's true and I want you to really live life. Try Extendivite. Go to heartdrop.com and order it.
Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid. Call now. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Answer to 1984 is 1776. You're listening to The Alex Jones Show.
Robert Spencer is our guest, jihadwatch.org. Very reportedly, very scientific. He's reporting on all the different Islamic takeovers that are happening. I don't want to be at war with Islam or these people, but you have this camp. And kids call and say, we're starving, we're dying, there's a dead kid here that was missing from another state. They go, there's a dead kid there. And the lawyers get up and say, if they weren't Muslims, they would be released. If you were Christian or agnostic or an atheist, you got a dead 3-year-old that died in reported ritual, you'd be gone. One reason we got banned off of Vimeo, they said, you lied and said that was a jihad training camp. It wasn't. You are banned. So the coddling of Islam... Robert Spencer's here, jihadwatch.org. MasterCard says it blacklisted Robert Spencer because of illegal content, close quote. And that's the same crap they say about me, that I'm calling for violence, never showing the clip. So the left has gotten crazy, as you said, because Trump won. But this alliance with Islam was there for a while. You're one of the leading experts on this. I used to hear you talk about this 15 years ago, and I didn't think you were a bad guy. I just thought it was exaggerated. I thought you guys were alarmist. It's all true. It's worse than I thought. I was wrong. What is going on? How do we stop this? Where is this going?
Well, where it's going is exactly where it went in Nazi Germany. I don't know if they'll put us all in gas chambers, but certainly they want a complete silencing of any dissenting views from the leftist agenda. They want only the leftist agenda to be heard. And so there's going to be more deplatforming, more people silenced until everybody is in line. And the only thing we can do, of course, we have to try to stop it while we can. Start alternative platforms, try to break the power of these monopolies. People say, oh, these are private companies. They can do whatever they want. But they are monopolies. So we need to pursue antitrust legislation against them. I hope the president will do this because, look, these people have more power over the means of social communication today than any totalitarian state ever had.
Now, why do you think 26 companies in unison, six of them in one day, banned me? I mean, and they admitted that they did it in unison. It's like, whoa.
Well, obviously they had a meeting. Obviously they decided you were a threat, and they figured they could get away with it, and because they had already demonized you with these lies, and so it worked like a charm, really. And what's most appalling is that people don't see the implications, and so many people, it's the same with me. They run from you and they say, well, I don't agree with everything Alex Jones said, so this is okay. And they say this about me as well. Well, Spencer, you know, he's Islamophobic. And they don't realize that they're going to come after everyone. I mean, actually, for years I've been saying that anybody who speaks honestly about the nature and magnitude of the jihad threat is smeared in his
head. Sure, but I can go and move to New York. I can move to D.C. I can move to Austin and be left alone by people. If I try to move to Saudi Arabia or even Jordan, unless I'm in some fancy, you know, apartment or something, got bodyguards. If I try to go anywhere in the Middle East or North Africa, I will be kidnapped and killed or put in jail very, very quickly. That's a fact. So, yes, I am Islamophobic. I am Nazi-phobic. I am Chi-com-phobic. Moving to China. Apple's moving there. They just deleted a bunch of thousands of apps. They're helping report on political dissidents. Google's helping censor. I'm phobic of Chinese communism. It killed over 100 million people. Damn right I'm scared of it.
Absolutely. This is this is what we're dealing with, that these people are totalitarians in the same mold. And so they aim to do the same things. And, you know, it's not an accident that Antifa is growing more violent and aggressive on American streets. Just a few years ago, this was unheard of. In 2010, I was in Germany and Antifa was throwing bottles and sacks of manure and things like that up onto the stage. But nobody had heard of Antifa in the United States. And now it's a presence every time somebody on the right goes out to speak in public. And this is
and again, the brown shirt parallels or the Mao brigades is 100% historical.
Absolutely. It's 100% historical. It's following exactly the same pattern. And the social media banning, the demonization, the false charges, and then the social media banning is going along with the violence.
And then the banning of the commerce.
Yes.
And it's all coming out, too. People that visit InfoWars.com or like Donald Trump, they're being denied college admission now. I mean, this is it. This is this.
Yeah, it's not hard to see where it's going. Because if Antifa is being violent now, and look, I'll tell you something else. You know that C.J. Whirlman, he's an atheist, supposedly. He's an Islamic apologist. He wrote a book about the Quran. He's a leftist. And he actually came out last year, and he said that if he saw me, he would punch me. And he thinks that anybody who sees me should. So he's calling for violence against somebody he hates. And that's pretty much inevitable. Obviously,
why the alliance of atheists and leftists with Islam? Is it because it's another statist, centralized deal, and they're allied?
Yeah, they're both totalitarian orders. Sharia Islamic law is the first totalitarian state that establishes an earthly paradise and punishes with draconian punishments those who get out of line. And it's so that's exactly the same thing as the communist state. It's supposedly an earthly paradise, and it's the gulag if you dissent. And so they also both hate America. The enemy of my enemy is my friend. I've just written a book, The History of Jihad, that traces 1,400 years of jihad activity. And it shows that this is something that has always been going on.
Well, sure. And explain that. You've got, we're coming back to one more segment because this is important. You've got the House of Islam, which is always at war with itself, but they claim outside is the House of War. So we'll come back and talk about the book on the other side, but specifically, it's all about conquest. I mean, they taught me in college that the West invaded the Middle East. When I actually read the history book, it said after hundreds of invasions, and we almost lost Europe, and we did lose Constantinople, and we almost lost Rome, we finally did something.
Well, see, that's the point. That they've been set against the West for 1,400 years. So these leftists who hate America, hate Judeo-Christian civilization, hate the West, they see these people as an ally. They see these, oh, here's somebody who's doing the same thing we want to do. We can work with them.
And then at the end, they think the two will then fight over control.
Yeah, sure. And they think because they don't understand the religious impulse and they don't respect it, they think they'll be able to ride the tiger and co-opt the jihadis. But in reality, they should take the lesson of Iran. Remember that Khomeini, when he established the Islamic Republic of Iran, he had communists in his coalition. But within a year or so, all the communists who had helped Khomeini gain power were dead or in prison. And it was solely an Islamic state. And
well, that's another historic thing, going back to Hitler, too, who was a socialist, National Socialist Party, a National Workers Socialist Party, Nazi. Against Rome, but also some of the other groups that helped him get in power, the leftists always kill the people that helped get him in power.
Yeah. Yeah, and Hitler killed Rome and did away with the brown shirts who had done so much to menace his political opponents and get him there. And I think that in this case, it's going to be the other way around, that it's the Islamic jihadis who are going to do away with the brown shirts.
Well, there's no doubt because the demographics, 1.8 billion Muslims, they say, what, in 10, 15 years, 3 billion? And I mean, you know, they're saying you will submit, you will. And I'm like, no, I will not. I mean, this is a real problem.
Right. Yeah. And you're absolutely right. They're just overwhelming us demographically, but they're also going to overwhelm their leftist allies demographically and easily co-opt them and destroy them.
That's the thing about the left. I've noticed they don't think two or three places ahead. They always just the immediacy of their power. Now they're not thinking 10 years down the road. They're idiots.
Yes, quite so. Because they're not going to be able to control the forces they've unleashed in the West.
Well, then you get all the Soros documents came out in WikiLeaks where he wants to bring down Israel. Like, I mean, if you brought down Israel, they'd be fighting forever over it. I mean, it would be plus Israel has nuclear weapons. Israel's not going anywhere. We'll be right back. Oh, my God. As a father of four children, I see Trump trying to just fix the country and they're all attacking him. I'm like, is the country worth it? Yes, it is, because even though half the country's a bunch of idiots.
Introducing CellForce by InfoWars Life. CellForce focuses on mitochondria efficiency and protection,
Mitochondria produce over 95% of your energy. They are your body's cellular engines. Cell Force helps promote your cellular energy production by supporting mitochondria, much like a cellular engine overhaul. Because when your mitochondria don't run at 100% efficiency, then they start producing reactive oxygen species. Top scientists agree that aging is most likely caused by cellular damage, resulting from these reactive oxygen species. The antioxidants found in Cell Force are some of the most powerful available on the market. The stronger the antioxidant, the better its ability to scavenge for these reactive oxygen species and other free radicals. Boost, protect, and adapt with Cell Force from InfoWars Life. Head to InfoWarsLife.com or call 1-888-253-3139.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-261-9818 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-261-9818. Again, 800-261-9818.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
No matter how large or small your digging project may be, no matter how urban or rural, you must always call 811 before any digging project. 811 is our national one-call number, alerting your local utility companies to come out and mark any lines they have near your dig site. So before you do this or this, make sure you do this. For digging projects, big or small, make the call to 811, brought to you by Common Ground Alliance.
This is Jessica Armand, creator of the fluoride-free oral care brand, My Magic Mud. You're going to love our new products. Our cutting-edge oral rinses deeply soothe your mouth and fight cavities naturally. Our breath spray, My Magic Mist, will invigorate your senses with essential oils of peppermint and eucalyptus. Our clinically proven toothpaste and tooth powders whiten your teeth and detoxify your mouth. Buy discounted bundles direct at MyMagicMud.com and take 10% off with coupon code GCN10. MyMagicMud.com.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want to stop tyranny? Well, so does he. Live from the InfoWars.com studios, it's Alex Jones.
So I want to be clear. We know that, if you're a TV viewer, I'll show you some of these articles while our guest is speaking, that Senator Warner has basically said Trump's going to lose. Warner said, I'm going to be president in 2020. It's in his own memos. You better get behind censorship right now. You better let us shut everybody down. And that's when they started with me. After they'd done the demonization campaign, they were planning this the last year and a half. They now admit it. Demonize me. Build me up as the boogeyman. Use me as the first group they take down, InfoWars. Now, Prager University, Gavin McGinnis, everybody. I mean, they're just either shadow banning or deleting everyone right now. Thank God Trump's finally saying something and doing something, and the word is executive orders, particularly because they know the big move is on them going after commerce and us being even able to operate or fund ourselves. So the exact boat that Robert Spencer is in at jihadwatch.org is the boat we're in at Infowars.com. So briefly talk about that, what it was like dealing with that, and then any solution ideas, and also tell us about your new book, The History of Jihad, that everybody should read.
Well, what really was wild about it was how Orwellian it was. They came, Patreon wrote me, and I started a Patreon account. I came into possession of an old TV studio, and I thought I'd fix it up and do videos from it. Just that simple. Started a Patreon to raise money to do that, and not long after it started, just a couple weeks after it started, Patreon wrote me, said, MasterCard doesn't want to give you this platform, so we're disabling your account. I wrote back and asked them why, on what grounds, nothing. And then MasterCard told Breitbart, it's because you have illegal content on your website. Now, there's nothing illegal on Jihad Watch. It's been operating for 15 years. There's 60,000 news and commentary articles on there, and there's nothing, not a shred of illegality. The only way you could conceivably think that there's anything illegal on Jihad Watch is if you are obeying Islamic law. Then there's plenty. Then there's blasphemy against the law, all sorts of things. Criticism of Islam, which is what's considered blasphemy. Criticism of Muhammad. All those things are illegal according to Islamic law. So is MasterCard now obeying Sharia? It's not just a ridiculous question. They have plenty of holdings in the Middle East, and it may well be that it was because of Sharia that I was banned.
Well, you're absolutely right. And for those that don't know, again, Sharia is the Islamic law. They always make countries they're in go under it by incremental moves. And now you go to Germany, you go whatever, people are basically already obeying Sharia law. So we're being made to adopt whatever they're doing, whatever they're saying. Now we have the mayor, the Islamic mayor of London, banning women in bathing suits on government property, on billboards, on buses. But then, but burqas are good, and Boris Johnson almost got arrested for saying, look, wear it if you want, but I see it as a symbol of oppression, and it's just wild this is going on.
Yeah, and Boris, they're going to send the conservative party, so-called, of Britain, is going to send Boris Johnson to re-education camp, that is to sensitivity training. And so here again, they're taking a page from the totalitarians. The Chinese communists used to do this kind of thing, and this is the conservative party.
Well, look, the left knows that the West has been very liberty-based, but we've also gone through a renaissance, but there's also conservative elements. So they basically adopted the super conservative stance, but projected it through the liberal lens. So it's almost like a new morality of nihilism where, you can cut your daughter's genitals off or do an honor killing or put a hood over her head and not let her drive a car and do acid attacks. That's beautiful and wonderful. But if you write about all the Allah Akbar killings, well, you're a criminal. And so that's the death of common sense, the death of logic.
And the imposition of Sharia. Oh, and there's more to this, Alex. It's all actually a deplatforming story, too, in relation to my book. The History of Jihad from Muhammad to ISIS is the first comprehensive narrative treatment of the entire history of jihad from Muhammad, 14 centuries all around the world, to today. And right before it came out, Congressman Keith Ellison wrote to Jeff Bezos of Amazon demanding that he stop publishing, offering for sale every book that was published by a person who's on the Southern Poverty Law Center's hit list. And I enlisted as a hate group leader in the Southern Poverty Law Center's anti-Muslim extremists list. This is the same kind of defamation.
So this is the book. This is the book burning list.
Yeah, exactly. And Amazon's one of the only places you can get it to start with, because brick-and-mortar bookstores don't want to carry it. They're afraid they're going to get blown up.
Well, I think that's it. I mean, I think with Charlie Hebdo and all this, there's an intimidation factor here.
No doubt about it. Absolutely.
And historically, what percentage usually of a country becomes Islamic before they go from, we're peaceful, we love you, to we're taking over?
Not much. 10%, 5 to 10%. We're seeing it now in France and Sweden. And they still have very low percentages of Muslim population, but they're increasingly aggressive and violent. Sure. They're growing Sharia enclaves.
Well, Soros can claim that, he helped round up people with the Nazis, but he didn't mean to because he was ordered to. If I was ordered to do that, I wouldn't do it. But his actions since wanting to overthrow Israel, wanting to overthrow the West. Why would he, who's supposedly Jewish and then claims he wasn't a Nazi collaborator, why do you think from your research he's funding all this jihad stuff and anti-Israel? Is he just super cold-blooded and wants raw power?
Yeah, I think so. I think he's a socialist internationalist par excellence. And so he wants to erase borders, erase the concept of the nation state, erase the very concept of ethnicity itself. So he's sponsoring the mass Muslim migration, underwriting it, financing it, approving of it. He even bought favorable coverage of it in the establishment media. And he is trying to inundate Europe and North America with the Muslim migrants who have a radically different idea of how a culture and a society should be ordered.
Oh, I know for a fact he's put big money down for these. Yeah. This whole thing against me is Soros financed. I mean, this guy's crazy.
And all these organizations that smear me as a bigot and a hate monger are all Soros financed. It's all the same initiative. And what he's trying to do is ultimately pave the way for societal collapse in the West so that a totalitarian order can take its place that is internationalist. And I guess maybe he will profit from that financially or some other way.
I just think he's completely insane.
Evil.
He's just,
I don't know. Insane. If he were insane, he couldn't do this. He's evil, like Hitler.
I agree. He's all over my butt. I tell you, okay. I'm not backing down. I'm not backing down. You're not backing down. Robert Spencer, God bless you. We appreciate you. You know what? I want to put an order in. If you give us your folks, I want to buy 500 of the book. I want to sell it at InfoWarsStore.com because they're trying to tell me I can't do this. They're trying to destroy my life because I'm exposing this. I want the Muslims to reform themselves, like Christianity and other groups have done. I want them to, you know, there were prophets in Israel, and Israel was out of control. They'd have to have a reform. I don't want to say Israel or Christianity was ever like this. We just absolutely, I'm not their enemy, but I will not roll over and die. I will not roll over and present my belly. And we appreciate you, Robert Spencer. And so I'm going to get your contact info so I can buy 500 books today from InfoWarsStore.com. Thank you, sir.
Thank you, Alex. Much appreciated.
Appreciate you.
And I stand for freedom and your courage.
Well, we're all in this together. God bless you. Okay, folks, I'm going to come back and get into Trump and his move against Facebook and others, which has to happen. But the left are a bunch of appeasers, and they see Christians and conservatives and conservative Jews and libertarians as weak. They see us as not being aggressive, and so they're running over us, and we're going to have to get politically involved. We're going to have to get politically aggressive to change all this, but this is just insane asylum. One of the videos they first took down on YouTube before they banned me 2 weeks ago was the Barbie jihad, where we did the Barbie doll in the burqa driving the car and pointed out she'd be arrested. They said that we couldn't do that. I mean, this is insane, folks. This is insane. And they're all over videos on YouTube, jihadis saying they're going to take over America and our women belong to them and all this insane crap. Okay, I'm going to come back into the big news, Trump responding to the persecution of conservatives online, the next big move. And then I intend to have a special guest for like 2 segments come on. Uh-oh, I didn't even know they had that in the control room. They're showing the bannable offense, the burqa Barbie. I mean, the women can't drive in, you know, Saudi Arabia, but if you get caught kissing your husband, you go to jail. We do it in public. But the feminists are just like, ooh, we like it. Ooh, it's fun. Whatever, you people are crazy. That is the feminist. We'll be right. They just see leftist Western men as weak, so they get politically together and henpeckish, but then somebody who's going to, like, put them in a slave factory, they're like, oh, we love you. Oh. We'll be right back. Please, however you're watching or listening on local radio, TV, or InfoWars.com, spread those links. That bypasses the censors. You've been doing a great job, but we got to go to the next level in the face of this. This is a fight for our lives. Stay with us.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
It's been said, any society is only 3 missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body Brain and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Are you living your passion? Are you pumped to go to work because you get to talk about or work with or do the things that interest you the most? Is working, playing, and relaxing one and the same? As long as you're working for someone else, you'll never be living entirely true to yourself and your passion. I'm Pharmacist Keith. Let me show you how you can work around your current schedule, create the extra income so you can live your passion. Visit radio.recordedvideo.com. That's radio.recordedvideo.com. radio.recordedvideo.com.
Message and data rates may apply. Individual results may vary. See website for details.
But hey, I'm buying a huge flat screen TV so I can finally see it without my glasses.
Why not just get LASIK at the LASIK Vision Institute? That's what I'm doing.
My glasses and contacts are a pain. I'd love to finally get rid of these, but who can afford LASIK?
You can, because the LASIK Vision Institute is offering dramatically low prices and an absolutely free consultation. Just text DO33 to 350350. The LASIK Vision Institute has already performed over a million procedures. They use the latest FDA-approved LASIK technology that helps the majority of patients achieve 20/20 vision for a fraction of what others charge. Better vision, better value. The LASIK Vision Institute. Make this the year you finally get LASIK. For a free consultation plus an extra 20% discount, text 233 to 350350. You'll see for free if LASIK is right for you. That's DO33 to 350350.
Healthcare reform is confusing, but whether it's finding an affordable insurance plan, keeping your doctor, or being able to afford needed prescriptions, navigating the healthcare system has become a challenge. Control your own healthcare costs and choices with Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare is not insurance. It is an association of self-pay patients who unite with like-minded people to share the cost of each other's medical needs. Neighbor helping neighbor. Learn more now by going to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
You know, I like this song. Here's the deal. Israel's got a bunch of nuclear weapons. Israel's not going anywhere, and I'm not anti-Israel. It's been super fashionable forever to be anti-Israel, even if you're right-wing or left-wing. But then meanwhile, we've got billions of Muslims, and the left allied with them, and Western government saying they're going to bring them in and we're going to have to submit to it. Anytime I criticize that, they go, oh, you're some shill for Israel. What does that even have to do with it? But I'm not anti-Israel. It's just crazy what this has turned into. The real power players is not Israel. It's the EU. It's the CHICOMs. I'm going to get into that in a moment and what the president's got to do to take action against this. And here's the deal. I should open the show up with a lot of largesse. Hey, the president's listening to us. Hey, we've got a chance to turn this around. Hey, there's a way to stop all the censorship. I just get so cerebral into all the research before I go on air that sometimes it's just hard to see the forest for all the trees. God almighty. The left are just evil people at their controlling level. Not their minions, but their their controllers and then the people that are running the system, so it's a large group, know it's all a fraud and know it's all about bad will and dominating and controlling other people, about power. And they know the average person's weak, so they want to grease the skids to make them even weaker so they can control them and then use them as an army to be projected at you and I. And I'm just not going to sit here and put up with this stuff anymore. We have a special guest popping in. He's been on before. She's a lovely lady that on her graduating day wore the AR-15 outside the college and made national news. Great activism idea. She's got a new activism idea. But I'm going to tell you something right now, folks. The establishment has decided to take me as an example of Americana. They see me as Americana, and I am genuine Americana, for bad or worse. I mean, I am a piece of Americana, just like you are. And they have decided to destroy me, politically first, and then financially, and then undoubtedly physically. That's on their list, but they want to get to that last phase first. Use me all up like they do with kids they kidnap or kids they molest. It's a process. You think a globalist goes to the mall and sees all the autistic kids from the shots and all the brain? It feels bad? No, they feel good. They're like, look at what I'm doing. This is, once you get in their mindset, it's like, ooh, they mean business. Business, business. So they're super ultra bad news, super ultra destructive. And they want total destabilization. That's why the UN is funding, along with Soros and others, the removal of all white farmers from Africa. Same reason they funded blowing up Gaddafi in Libya, because he was actually a real socialist, which actually works if you make people work in the socialist system and only use socialism to direct the huge resource you have into community programs and things that then have a free market side. And I'm not defending that, but I mean, he spent 99% of the oil money on jobs and infrastructure and real technology and real development. It's now a total failed state. All of Africa is collapsing. They blew up the engine in the south. They blew up the engine in the north. And now they can exploit Africa a lot better. And that's exactly what the Democrats do here. All the cities they control turn into hellholes with a bunch of poor people they control. It's the same microcosm. They put a bunch of racist, communist, crazy people in charge, saying, we're going to kill all the white people, we're going to take over. And that was a year ago. Now they've done it. And it's on the news. They're rioting and killing farmers every day and taking their property. And the government said, we're going to take your property, and then we're not going to let you flee. And it's not like these farmers are living in golden bathtubs or something, in crystal chandeliers. I mean, these are really, really hardworking folks. I mean, out there on the edge of existence with king cobras slithering around and lions and everything else. And South Africa was like a wasteland in most areas until the Dutch came in. And the British Empire came and took it away from them. But, I mean, can you believe it's in the news today? Infowars.com, Newswars.com, MasterCard, Forces, Patreon, the Blacklist, Jihad Watch, all these jihad attacks happen in Europe and truck attacks and everything else, and shots fired at U.S. Embassy, and they may stop letting cars drive by Parliament in England because of the jihadis. And you've got South Africa begins seizing white-owned farms. News.com.au. South African farm seizures began. Chaos's first exploration of white-owned farms starts. Expropriation. And, of course, it will all just fall apart. The EFF is in charge. The ANC follows us. And it just goes on. South Africa farm seizures begin. British government approves of it. And you're like, well, why are they doing that? Because they want Africa to totally fail. Within 5 years, there's already food shortages in South Africa. Within 5 years, there'll be aid programs on CNN saying, give money to ship food to South Africa. There'll be the image of people begging, food, I need food. And it's because the white farmers are Christians they're able to produce. If they ever let Christianity take hold there, but ANC tries to stop that, then Africa can take care of itself, but it's not going to happen. the UN funded in 1994, killing the Christians in Rwanda. They were a minority, but they had all the property and all the money because they were Christians. They worked together. So they funded the animist, basically worship rocks and animals, who were 80% of the population, to slaughter almost every one of them, and the UN helped do it because they don't want Christians in Africa. And so the shield of Africa's protection is being removed right now. And rivers of blood are going to flow. And the poor white farmers are only the ignition switch. I feel sorry for everybody. It's very, very sad. Very, very evil. If you look at the Democrat-run cities or liberal-run cities all over the world, it's always the same. Poverty, pain, anguish, control. It's a ritual of control and dehumanization. We're going to get our guest on. We're going to get our guest on for two segments, and then I will. I spent myself yesterday trying to get an emergency report to the president and the latest of what's happening, and it's just so outrageous. And we know what's happening. The Democrats have threatened to take the internet over. The big tech companies have rolled over to them, believing their intimidation that Trump's going to lose. And if Trump doesn't act hard on this, which he's starting to do, they could steal the election. This is all campaign contributions in kind, blocking Republicans, banning everybody you can imagine as we speak. I was just domino number one. But they've got a special plan for me. I mean, they didn't write 50,000, 100,000 articles a year to play games with me. You see him in the news every day. Jones is running illegal radio stations. Not true. Jones is destroying evidence. The whole anti-gun Democrat Party Sandy Hook movement lobbies to get my Twitter, Facebook, and YouTube taken down. And when the YouTube gets taken down and other stuff, it's in court that I deleted evidence. And I got to go pay lawyers to deal with it. That's what I'm like. I'm waiving attorney's fees because you're the parents of the families. No one's ever done it, but if you lose the case, you won't have to pay attorney's fees. And they just went, this guy's a chump, total attack, just everything. Because it's not the families, it's the Democratic Party and these law firms. And I just feel sorry for them, you know, these people, these law firms and folks. I mean, you talk about soulless, man. You talk about whacked out. You talk about deceptive. You talk about Soros-funded. You talk about Democratic Party-supported, media-supported, all of it. It's just no one's ever seen anything like this. That's why if you support us and buy great products you know you already need, you really stand with us in this critical time. And so thank you all for the financial support at InfoWarsStore.com. InfoWarsStore.com has the big mega sale that ends today. 40 to 50% off and free shipping on all of our best sellers, from the fluoride-free colloidal silver iodine fortified toothpaste to brain force our nootropic to the amazing good halogen X2, deep earth crystal sourced iodine to fish oil to ultimate krill oil to the wound care that is so amazing and patented and actually an over-the-counter product, strongest silver you can get over-the-counter. Alpha Power is amazing. InfoWarsStore.com or 888-253-3139. I want to thank you all for your support. Ultimate Bone Broth is a new, even stronger formulation of bone broth, the strongest out there we know of existing. It's now back in stock. No reviews yet because it is a brand new reformulated product. At InfoWarsStore.com, it is $19.95. That's very close to the cost of production, but I got a big, huge production of it. Wanting to be our new bestseller, so it's the introductory price on the new Ultimate Bone Broth, $19.95. Normal discounts, $30 to $40, ladies and gentlemen. Leading competitors are $50 for a similar product, $19.95.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
This is Fred.
Hi, I'm Fred.
Fred's a repeater.
I tend to repeat.
Fred has a business.
I do have a business.
And a problem. Fred repeats the same tired advertising over and over, and now it doesn't work.
Over and over.
But Fred is about to see a vision.
I'm seeing a vision.
Advertising on the Genesis Communications Network is the smart way for Fred to reach his potential customers with the most affordable national advertising rates, period. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just email advertise@gcnlive.com.